This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A father speaks to his 17-year-old daughter just released by Hamas.
Daughter, I love you. I miss you very much. And I spoke to her for a minute or two, but it was very, very emotional.
More from CBS's Tina Krause.
The mother and daughter, Judith Tai and Natalie Shoshana Ra'anan, were held for nearly 2 weeks.
These two Americans are now safely in the hands of Israeli authorities in Israel.
The women were abducted along with about 200 others when Hamas attacked Israel October 7th.
Our position is clear. Every hostage needs to be released and needs to be released now.
That's U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. U.S. House lawmakers have gone home for the weekend and will start over on Monday in their bid to elect a new speaker. CBS's Willie James Inman on Capitol Hill.
Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio has dropped out of the race to become Speaker of the House after his Republican colleagues voted to withdraw their support in a secret ballot.
We need to come together and figure out who our speaker is going to be. I'm going to work as hard as I can to help that individual so that we can go help the American people.
The move comes after Jordan lost even more support during a third round of voting on the House floor.
No person having received a majority of the whole number of votes cast by surname, a speaker has not been elected.
Potential speaker candidates have until Sunday night to submit their names for consideration. Police in Western Maryland are searching for a man suspected of fatally shooting Washington County Circuit Court Judge Andrew Wilkinson in the judge's driveway last night. The judge had presided over a divorce case hearing earlier in the day involving Pedro Argote. United Auto Workers Union President Sean Fain says he's making progress with two of three carmakers, but declines to expand the auto strike. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert reports.
Fain says GM and Stellantis have moved in the past week, but not Ford. While he didn't order any new plants out on strike, that remains a possibility at any time.
Our goal is to get the best agreement possible, not to strike randomly just for the hell of it. Our strategy means we escalate if and only if we think it will win big.
There are currently 34,000 UAW members on strike and about 6,500 on layoff. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
A second attorney has pleaded guilty in Georgia's election interference case in which former President Trump is also a defendant. CBS's Nora O'Donnell with more.
Kenneth Cheeseboro admitted to putting forward a fake slate of GOP electors in an effort to undermine the state's 2020 election results. Trump attorney Sidney Powell took a similar plea deal Thursday, requiring them both to testify against other defendants, which could include Donald Trump.
This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
There's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
In a moment, we can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. Oh, it's going, no one knows.
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Friday, October 20th, with Greg Bach on the board and my good friend and colleague, Carol Kane, live in the studio with me. Coming up next hour at 11:06, Dr. Michael McCutcheon will be here to fix your life. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions about relationships, your career, your life choices. Pretty much everything. You can text in at 844-967-2789 or shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. And think a little bit ahead, too. At 11:30, Carol's going to share a story regarding one of your dogs.
Yes.
And the things we do for our pets.
I think it's fascinating what we... And I was talking to somebody just yesterday about this situation. And he said, oh, my wife would do that. He said, I laid next to, he said, when Rosie, his one dog, Rosie, he said, I laid on the floor with her. And I'm like, oh my God, we're nuts. We are nuts about our pets.
Yes, we are nuts about our pets. So we're going to take your stories too about the lengths you have gone to for your beloved four-legged creature.
Yep.
That will be coming up at 11:33. Right now, though, we're going to start off with this. As of today, students at Menomonee Falls High School will no longer have access to 33 different books.
I don't understand that. Well, what? Give me some of the books. What are some? Do you have titles?
We do have some titles. So, The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison, 19 Minutes by Jodi Picoult, The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
What's wrong with that?
Jesus Land, a Memoir by Julia Shears. I have read that one.
What's so offensive about that?
It's sex.
Oh.
Well, that one also deals with race relations and religion. So.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yes, the policies and guidelines are based on age and grade appropriateness, specifically focusing on limiting or excluding materials with sexual content and profanity. Now, from what I understand, and we're going to be learning more about this coming up at 10:30, because Andy Gus is with the group called Grassroots of Menomonee Falls area, and they take the tack that the correct procedures were not followed. From what I understand, no one knows who complained about these books, who made the initial complaint.
Okay.
It's also not clear what process they went through. Who made the decision to get rid of these books?
Well, I don't know. I can't wait to talk to this guy and kind of figure some of this stuff out. But I don't know how. I'm not advocating by any stretch of the imagination pulling books. But I do agree with the age appropriate. you know, we have to kind of take a look at some of these books and find out what is age appropriate. Once you get into high school, though,
come on,
that's
I mean,
half of them are having sex. So
thank you. Thank you. Because, yes, I think you're absolutely right. And Kristen has said this before, too. If you want to make something really, really attractive to your teenager, tell them they can't have it.
Oh, well, sure. Of
course.
You
think these kids aren't going to go fuck, especially, well, give me the list. I'm going to go download them. Give me the list. I'm going to go, you know, I'll go to a used bookstore and get them.
Well, half of them, you know, truly half of them have Kindles and they can.
Right.
So they'll find it no matter what. I just, it doesn't make any sense to me that you want to do something like that. I mean, you as a parent, if your kid brings one of these books home and you don't agree with it, it's a very simple solution. You take it away from them and you say, I don't want you reading this.
But do you ban it from every other student?
No, I don't think so. I don't agree with that. No, not at all.
And when I look at some of these other titles.
But that you have to understand, you know, like Catcher in the Rye and all that kind of stuff. Hugely controversial when it came out.
But I read that in high school.
Oh, sure.
Catcher in the Rye. Slaughterhouse-Five is on here by Kurt Vonnegut, Greg. I have not read Slaughterhouse-Five, but I know you have.
That deals with a lot. It's an anti-war book. It deals with communism, religion, all the things that threaten people who feel threatened by books.
Also banned, The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood. The Kite Runner by Khaled Hosseini. I've read that. It's a wonderful book. It's a wonderful, wonderful book.
I saw the movie, and I thought it was really important, actually.
Also, Wicked, The Life and Times of the Wicked Witch of the West.
They're probably
thinking, is there a lot of sex in that book?
I bet you it's more about religion. Witchcraft.
Okay. And You, a Novel. Again, these are among some of the 33 books that have now been banned at Menominee Falls High School.
Okay, you know, it's very funny to me because I read this article. It was a fascinating article. Now, it's college, so it's a whole different, you know, bag of worms. But there, according to The Guardian, there's a British university that is offering a master's degree in the occult and witchcraft.
Okay.
Which is, you know, okay, this is where we are
right
at this particular juncture. And I'm a huge advocate of talking to your kids. I have not been the greatest mom in the world. I could tell you stories that would, I left my daughter at a gas station.
Well, that was not intentional.
No, it wasn't intentional. But so I know that I'm not the greatest mom in the world, but I always was an advocate of when they were doing their schoolwork or something like that, finding out what they were doing and talking to them about it. And
gee, what a shocking idea, Carol.
And if they were reading something and I was maybe, well, what do you find attractive about this book? What does this book mean to you?
Right. What are you getting from this book?
Right. The Handmaid's Tale, are you kidding? You can watch it on TV.
Yeah. But don't read it.
I understand what it's about, and The Kite Runner,
it's a wonderful book.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a wonderful book.
And what else? Give me some more titles.
All right. Let's see. Again, there's 33. There's quite a few.
Yeah, I'm not going to have you go through the whole
list. A Court of Frost and Starlight. These are all from the same author. A Court of Frost and Starlight. This is a series. A Court of Mist and Fury. A Court of Thorns and Roses. A Court of Wings and Ruin by Sarah J. Maas.
Okay.
Breathless by Jennifer Niven, Damsel by Alana Arnold, Homegoing by Yai Gasai, Kingdom of Ash by Sarah J. Maas. They don't like her.
Okay, apparently
now
not.
Now I'm gonna have to download one of those because I'm curious. But this also got me thinking about the first book that I read because I was a big reader as a kid.
I'm an English literature major.
Right. And I am fairly certain that the first book that really made a big impression on me was Carrie by Stephen King.
Oh, sure.
Which I read when I was in eighth grade.
Okay.
And then I read Helter Skelter.
Oh, I've read that too.
In eighth grade.
I probably was right around that. And I will be perfectly honest to tell you that when I was reading The Exorcist, because it freaked my mom out so much, I hid my book between my mattress and my box spring. And I would I would read it at night when she was still downstairs. But, you know, I mean, if you really want to take a look at some of the stuff, then, you know, some of Shakespeare's stuff's pretty salty. So, and I read Shakespeare very, very early on in ninth grade.
You know what book is also pretty risque? The Bible.
Yes, it is. Oh, without a doubt. But they're not going to be reading the Bible in public schools by any stretch of the imagination.
But shouldn't that book be subject to these same kinds of rules?
Well, I seriously doubt. I don't know if you will find the Bible in a public school library.
I don't know. I mean, even still, but shouldn't we take it out of the library in general?
Protect the children?
That's what they're doing in libraries, not just high school libraries, but public libraries.
Public libraries.
Take that Bible out. That is some...
If you're going to institute these kinds of rules, they should all be applied equally, I would think.
Well, I think we're talking apples and oranges when you're talking libraries. You're talking kids and you're talking, you know, public libraries. I don't know. I don't advocate taking books out, period. I really don't. But I do think that it's okay to check for... I go back to the age appropriate. I do.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that. But again, there needs to be transparency involved into who is making this complaint and what is the process that... What is the oversight process involved in coming to the determination that these 33 books have to go? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY if you want to check in. Andrew from Verona on the text line, it's so stupid. These kids can go to Google Pornhub faster than getting their hands on any of these books.
Fair.
That's a very fair point, Andrew. And he also says, I'd just be happy that my kids are reading. They have heard and seen worse on TV, movies, and the internet.
The question I have, and I'd like to ask Andy this, is, you know, these books ended up in the library to begin with. My guess is that they were curated by the library staff, and no one had a problem when they were brought in the first place.
Right.
So why all of a sudden now do people have a problem with it? And my guess is probably not the staff who has a problem with it.
I have a feeling it's Moms for Liberty.
Those fighters for freedom?
Yeah. The fighters for freedom, Moms for Liberty, are the ones who are bringing forward these proposals or these demands to remove these books. And in many instances, those people don't even live in the school district.
Well... yeah, that's possible. I mean, that's possible. But some, I think that I'm with the texter. I was just happy that my kids were reading.
Absolutely.
And once again, if you have issues with what's sexually explicit, basically is what the big problem is. And if you have problems with that, I mean, I did the sex talk with my kids. You know, they need to know about this stuff. Otherwise, they're going to go and do maybe some very difficult and bad behavior.
We're going to continue this conversation. We have some more text to share on the other side of the break. You can always check in to 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stay with us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent.
Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 39. West winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow, 54. Cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 34 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies Sunday with highs around 52. 55, chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw. WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Allball in for a vacation day. Matt Flynn, he is getting tan, rested, and ready for Monday. Because you understand, an hour is not enough of Matt Flynn. There's so much. This is a guy who's an attorney. He is a former two-time chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, a Navy vet. As he likes to say, and boy, you get a couple of guys of interest together. Matt Flynn and Earl Ingram. I mean, you get them with a couple of glasses of, you know, something, and a cigar, and you got yourself a party right there. An information party, you understand? I've said this on my show earlier today. I want to sit down with Matt over a beverage. Haven't done it yet in the year we've worked together. But here's the thing. You get Matt Flynn and Earl Ingram together. There's a couple of guys who have seen some stuff. They know what the heck's going on. And so starting on Monday, because Kelvin, correct me if I'm wrong, there are a lot of shows. You get to the end of the show, great show, but there's still people waiting on the line, right? There are people still wanting to talk to Matt, and we simply run out of time. Yes or no?
Yes, that is happens all too often where Matt right? just has too much information and can't get through it too all because there's so many people wanting to ask him questions.
Exactly. And you put a goofball like me in the guest host chair, and there's nobody on the line. So, but that's okay. It just goes to prove people want their Matt Flynn, including me. So Matt Flynn will be back on Monday with a new two-hour expanded show. Starting at 2 o'clock on Monday, you can catch Matt Flynn direct from 2 until 4 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I will try my best not to mess up the lead-in. I will be going from noon until 2 starting on Monday. So there you go. And you know, it'll be a party, right, Kelvin?
It always is.
It always is. So anyway, Matt is back on Monday with a brand new two-hour show, 2 until 4. Happy to be filling in here for him on this Friday. Want to flip over to the other news history in the making today in the court system and Trump. You've heard Matt talk about this several times. Kenneth Chesbro, a Trump co-defendant in the Fulton County criminal election interference case, has entered a guilty plea. A day after, another co-defendant, Sidney Powell, an attorney aligned with former President Donald Trump, also reached a plea agreement with prosecutors in the Fulton County case. Now, this is important because if you listen to Matt, again, an attorney who's been in the courtroom, knows this stuff, anytime you get a defendant to plead guilty, there's been a deal reached, right? Nobody's going to say, yeah, I'll plead guilty for the heck of it, and I'll take whatever you're going to throw at me. No, nobody's going to do that. If you really think you're innocent, you're going to go to trial. You're going to put it in the hands of your 12 peers, the jury. and hopefully a good attorney. But this guy, Kenneth Chesbrough, who, of course, was a part and parcel of the fake electors, including here in Wisconsin in the 2020 election. Sidney Powell, there were a few people closer than her to Donald Trump during the 2021 insurrection, the January 6th insurrection. And they have now pleaded guilty. It means a deal has been reached. This is not good if you're Donald Trump. It's great for democracy, but not great for Donald Trump. If you want to join the conversation, we encourage your call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. As a sidebar, Kelvin, the last time this happened, because I filled in for Matt before, we got all kinds of calls, and the last time there was no calls. It turns out our calls were routed to the wrong station. Do you think they're routed to Madison now?
They definitely should not be. I will check it during the break, but
right. I just wanted to bring that up.
It's working. We are waiting on your calls, everyone.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Maybe they just had too much of Todd for a Friday afternoon. Anyway, this is a great, great news if you're pro-democracy, because Kenneth Chesbrough today pled guilty to conspiracy to commit filing false documents just before his trial was to begin next week. Chesbrough originally faced 7 counts. He pleaded guilty to 1, and the other 6 other counts were dismissed. So that was the deal. You plead guilty to 1, going to get less time, hopefully a better prison, but you got to help us out. When the judge asked Chesbrough if he agreed to the factual basis for the charge, his reply was, yes, this charge, unquote. Here's the terms of the plea deal. Chesbrough was sentenced to 5 years of probation, not going to see jail, and ordered to pay $5,000 in restitution. That's pizza money for this guy. In exchange, he is to testify in other trials and hearings, provided documents and evidence. And he is to have no communication with media, witnesses, and co-defendants and record a proffer with prosecutors. So he can't have contact with Trump under this agreement. He'll also have to serve 100 community hours of service and write an apology letter to the citizens of Georgia. All right, fine, big deal. Chesbrough is alleged by Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, great attorney general, district attorney, rather, to have proposed in a memo to Trump allies, quote, a bold, controversial strategy, unquote, to overturn the election, appoint alternate electors loyal to Trump in several states, including Wisconsin. What say you? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Joey here in Middleton. Joey, how are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for the show. Hi, can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead. We might have to turn you or have you hold over to the next break, but start ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks for the show. So both Powell and Chesbrough are lawyers, right? And they should know better. I don't know if they're going to be further disbarred or what, right? But talk about a slap on the hand. Those fines are piddly. Heck, I face stiffer fines for much lesser little things than that. Let's face it. Right? Yeah. I mean, this is kind of silly. I think the key is, right, you know, what is their testimony going to be? What are the rules for them to testify truthfully?
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Special Report.
I haven't been sleeping for 2 weeks. Tonight I'm going to sleep good.
Uri Ronan tonight outside his Chicago area home after hearing from his daughter a half a world away. Judith and Natalie Ronan, mother and daughter, taken hostage by Hamas 2 weeks ago, released today into Israeli military custody.
We saw these incredible images of these two Americans being freed from inside Gaza. There's over 200 more people inside there, including at least 10 Americans. And one would imagine that Israel really wants to get those people out. And so it becomes a very difficult thing to have your huge army go inside Gaza and this urban warfare is going to be a very difficult fight for Israel as well.
CBS News correspondent MTS Tayyab in the West Bank, where violence is also escalating with still growing expectations of that Israeli ground offensive into Gaza 2 weeks after the Hamas mass terror attack into Israel. CBS News Special Report. I'm Tom Foodie.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
By following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Taking all callers, phone lines are open. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Todd Allball in for Matt Flynn, who has a well-deserved day off. Matt will be back with you on Monday at a new time, a brand new expanded Matt Flynn Direct from 2 until 4. Could have 2 hours of Matt, a double dip. Of Matt Flynn. Could not be happier for him and happier for us to have an additional hour of Matt's great insight and commentary. Right now, talking about Kenneth Chesbrough, who has come to a plea deal, basically, with Fannie Willis, the district attorney down in Fulton County in Georgia. He's going to testify against some of these people, including Trump, it's presumed. We shall see. Great news for democracy, not a great day for Donald Trump. There is more news breaking in terms of Trump as well. But right now, let's go back to the phone lines. Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul, thanks for holding. We appreciate it. What say you?
Good afternoon, Todd. Now that
Powell and excuse Cheeseborough have pleaded guilty. It's not good news for the fake electors in this state, and it's not good news for Ron Johnson in this state. The other thing of note is that the whole Republican congressional delegation voted twice for an election denier, Jordan. And that I don't think that's good for them. Unless, well, you're in jury manager districts. You're in jury manager districts. But even that being said, these people are all on board with the big lie, is it's like to be called. And this should prove out. I hope it goes further than this. That the election deniers, that was just all, it was false. We did have free and fair elections, and thank goodness that this Jordan is going down. I mean, I don't know. Somewhere along the line, the GOP is going to come to their senses, I hope, and they're going to kick Trump to the curb and get back to business as normal. But I there's a possibility Senator Johnson could get tied into this, because he carried fake electors around for two states, for goodness sakes. And it's good news, and I'm glad you're going to 2 hours. Just because people don't call in don't mean they don't listen.
Thanks, Wisco Paul. Appreciate it. No, I was having a little bit of fun with Kelvin, because you know, lots of technical things go on. And the last time, because I had the honor of hosting Matt Flynn, I don't know what, Kelvin, 2-3 times before, and we always had great callers. And the last time we did it here in Madison, nobody called. I thought, well, geez, are they just busy on a Friday? Well, it turned out that our calls were rerouted to another station, and so people were calling. They just couldn't get through. But no, we know that people are listening, and that's what we want, is a good dialogue. And the callers, as Matt always says, the callers make the show. Bring up a couple of great points, Wisco Paul. First of all, these fake electors in Wisconsin, led by former chairman of the Republican Party, Andrew Hitt, from my hometown. I'm not making that up. Richland Center, Wisconsin. We actually went to the same church when growing up, PCI Methodist Church. I had his dad as my algebra teacher, Art Hitt. Both his parents are now passed away. Rest in peace. But Andrew Hitt, along with, by the way, this guy, Bob Spindell, who sits on the Wisconsin Election Commission. Fake electors. And Chesbro was wound up in this. So Wisco Paul is absolutely right. This is not great news if you're one of those fake electors. And as Matt has talked about at length, not great news for Wisconsin's U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And at first we thought he was just carrying the fake elector votes of Michigan for a time. Turns out he had the Wisconsin ones too. Tried to help get these fake elector ballots to the vice president at the time, Mike Pence. Pence, his staff at least, his chief of staff, had the sense to say, no, we're not doing that. And it didn't happen, of course. But still, Chesbro, Hitt, Spindell, all these guys in Wisconsin in this fake elector scheme to overturn the election. And also Wisco Paul brings up Jim Jordan, Liz Cheney, who is not a wallflower and certainly not a liberal. Liz Cheney has spoken out and said that Jim Jordan was one of the key people in helping to try to overturn the votes, and also for January 6th. As Matt likes to say, Gymnasium GYM Jim Jordan. Why? Because of the terrible incident in which several wrestlers at The Ohio State University came forward and said Jim Jordan, the assistant coach at the time at Ohio State, knew about the alleged sexual assault by the team doctor and did nothing. And then Jordan had an absolute terrible response by calling them in tears, begging them not to say this publicly because it would hurt his political career. The guy's a Putin sympathizer. He's a pawn of Putin. And thank God, so far, Jim Jordan is not the Speaker of the House. Let's go back to the phone lines. Joe in Madison. Joe, thanks for holding. What say you?
A great subject you're bringing up. I'd like to go back to Van Orton for a minute, if that's all right. Sure. I am, as you outlined previously, Goodold, as somebody else on Civic Media described him, a chug-a-lug Van Orton, the guy that was drunk as a skunk midnight in the state or in the nation's capital, and screaming at high school interns and swearing at them, and still never apologized for that behavior. Not man enough to be able to apologize for that behavior. So here we have a freshman congressperson, okay? And we are at a point where there are 20 or more, as I've looked up, it's 20 or more Americans who are missing. We don't know whether they're dead. We don't know whether they've been taken hostage. Two have been released in the last 24 hours or so. But there are still 20. Their whereabouts are unknown. It's extremely delicate to just even find out if these people are still alive, where they are, what's happened to them. Their families are going through hell and back again. And here's this rogue agent going out into Israel with his savior complex, that he's the one that, as he said, is uniquely qualified to objectively ascertain ground truth. Who is he? He's a freshman congressman from the 3rd District in Wisconsin. I mean, you couldn't even write this in a novel. It's so ridiculous. The committees that he has been assigned to, department, it's an agricultural committee, transportation, and veterans affairs. It's not like he's going out with a bipartisan committee that they had last week under the direction of Schumer, where it was working bipartisanly to say, this is really important. How can we help you, Israel? How can we find these 20 or more Americans who still remain missing? So we got this guy, number one, who's paying for this? Who agreed to have him do this? Are we going to end up having to pay for his security? Who's giving him security? Israelis, American security, private security? Who's paying for this? Who in Congress okayed this, since we don't even have a speaker at this point? We don't have a speaker of Congress. So, you know, who is okaying all of this? I think we are looking at a guy who's, as you said, has a few screws loose. I mean, he's a savior complex that he's going to go figure this out, where the most important thing that he could be working on is going to, with his fellow Republicans, and getting a speaker. We are, what, a month away from the government shutdown? A month away. And they are absolutely, you know, if he wants to be a savior, go save your country by making sure that soldiers are going to be paid in a month's time, because the government is going to be out of money since it's not being funded, since they don't have a speaker. Nothing can move forward unless there's a speaker. So why doesn't he take his savior complex and work on that? Thanks. I appreciate it very much.
Joe and Madison, always a great call. Really, really appreciate it, my friend. Let me tell you, she nailed it on the head right there, because, again, I never served the military, but I worked in Congress. I'm a former Republican, almost 30 years, left the party in 2011 over voter suppression bills here in Wisconsin. But having worked for a member of Congress, I know how these things work. And what Derek Van Orton is doing right now is one of the most dangerous things any congressperson could do for national and international security. Being a rogue player. To Joe's point, there has been an international delegation from Congress led by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer in the Senate to go over and say, meet with members of the Israeli Knesset and say, how can we help you? How can we be supportive? Those things can be helpful. But again, they're usually planned out by leadership, and they're put together in an orderly way and in conjunction with the Secretary of State's office and the White House to make sure that they're not undermining any diplomacy that might be underway for America. This is the thing. History has shown us, both Republicans and Democrats, that when it comes to international policy, there is a tradition in our institutions in Congress that we'll fight amongst ourselves under on domestic policy, but international policy, that we stay together, or at the very least, coordinate together. And Derek Van Orton seems to have gone off the ranch on this. We talked about in our show earlier, before Matt's show here, and by the way, he'll be back on Monday with a new expanded 2-hour show. We had a caller on our show say, well, how can this, who approved this? Well, here's what happens. And again, I haven't worked for a member of Congress in 20 years. but I don't think it's changed dramatically. When I was working for a member of Congress, your member got a budget at the beginning of the two-year cycle. And out of that, congressional travel was part of it. It was up to the member of Congress to decide how they wanted to use those funds. Now, usually it had to be approved by leadership if you're going to take particularly international travel or somebody, but not necessarily. Members of Congress have great purview over their budgets. And you know, ultimately, it's the voters who hold them accountable. Now, I don't know if Van Orden took a private flight or a commercial flight, or if he flew on a military flight. If he flew on a military flight, which is his right as a member of Congress, and also for the fact that he's a veteran, if there is an available flight or seat on an already scheduled flight, members of Congress sometimes can get authorization through the Pentagon, and there's a special office at the Pentagon to work directly with member offices. He would have to contact the congressional liaison at the Pentagon and say, look, I want to go to Israel. Have you got anything already scheduled? And do you have a seat? And sometimes you get the piggyback, it's called, a free ride on a military flight. But members of Congress aren't allowed to say, yeah, Air Force, I want to go to Israel, fire up the jets. That's not how it works. So if Van Orden couldn't get on an already scheduled military flight, he would have had to fly commercial, or I guess theoretically private. And if it's a commercial flight, he can get reimbursed up to a certain amount for that flight from his taxpayer expense. So you want to know who's paying for this? You, us, me. The taxpayers are paying for Van Orden to go over on this solo trip to Israel just because. And meanwhile, as Joe said, the caller said, according to Bloomberg and other sources now, Hamas, the terrorist organization that it is, has released two American hostages. At least 20 more remain. Over 200 are surmised, not all American, but 200 total hostages remain. There are delicate negotiations going on as we speak. One little thing can mess this up. And Derek Van Orden has inserted himself, never asked by anybody, into this terrible crisis, this war on Israel. This is not helping. This is hurting. And meanwhile, as Joe said, we have no speaker, and the thousands of voters in Western Wisconsin that elected Derek Van Orden to vote for them in Congress came up short today. They had nobody representing them in the House of Representatives. Come back with more of your calls in a minute. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. This is Matt Flynn, director of the Civic Media Radio Network, and Matt Flynn going to 2 hours starting on Monday, the 23rd of October. Matt will be on the air from 2 until 4 when he returns to the airwaves on Monday. We'll come back, wrap things up with your calls. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. More Matt Flynn after this.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the...
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 37. West winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 54. Overcast. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows around 34. Low 50s Sunday. Warmer Monday with highs in the mid-50s and scattered showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Degrees.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on the Civic Media Radio Network. A guy who will never let you down, always has his facts aligned, always ready to bring you commentary. And here's the thing. He's not going to mess around, you understand? I mean, he cares about your feelings, but he really doesn't. He's just going to get right to it and be direct, right? That's why we love Matt Flynn Direct. Matt will be back on Monday at a new two-hour expanded time slot, 2 until 4. That's right. Let me say it again. Starting on Monday, October 23rd, Matt Flynn Direct expands to 2 big hours, 2 until 4, right here on Civic Media. I will be preceding Matt from noon until 2. So it's the Todd and Matt four-hour block. There you go. We'll be direct with you. Anyway, Matt's back. He's taking a little vacation day today. Todd Allball in with you. Kelvin on the board. Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Breaking news. Always seems like in the afternoon, Kelvin, we get breaking news. This is fantastic. Breaking news, according to CBS, the judge in former President Donald Trump's civil fraud trial lashed out at him this morning for failing to remove from his campaign website a derogatory post about the judge's clerk. These judges are not going to mess around anymore. They're starting to throw the book at him, and it's about time. The post, which was spotted yesterday, by the pro-democracy news website Midas Touch, was a duplicate of the one posted on Trump's social media site on October 3rd and deleted soon after New York Judge Arthur Engoron issued a limited gag order. Remember Matt talking about this? These judges are trying to tread lightly. They're not trying to infringe anyone's speech. They're certainly not trying to infringe on the discussion of a campaign, which Trump is the leading Republican candidate. But there are rules. And this judge, Engoron, is saying enough's enough. Because this post that was deleted on October 3rd has come back up. There's a limited gag order barring Trump from posting or speaking publicly about the judge's staff. I mean, that's what the bar is here, okay? Look, you can say things broadly. You can gripe and groan. But the judge said, look, you're not going to go after my staff. You're not going to make death threats against my staff. You're not going to stalk my staff and their kids. And Trump has disobeyed that. The campaign, according to CBS, the campaign replication of the deleted post has since been removed as well. But Engoron appeared quite angry today. He asked Trump's attorney why he shouldn't impose, quote unquote, serious sanctions, quote, including financial sanctions or possibly imprisoning him, unquote. Let me say that again. Maybe this will get to Trump. Judge Engoron is, I mean, he's just saying it like it is. I think Matt would appreciate this. When Trump's attorney, when asked by Trump's attorney, the judge said, why should I impose serious sanctions on your client, including financial sanctions or possibly imprisoning him? I'm not sure if Trump's aware, but there's no gold toilets in the prison. Continuing on with the story, Trump attorney Christopher Keyes apologized and said it was an errant oversight, arguing that it was, quote, truly inadvertent, unquote, due to the presidential campaign's machinery replicating the post on his website. Keyes said, the attorney, said there hadn't been any subsequent postings after the clerk or other court staff, about the clerk or other court staff. Kai said that there hadn't been any subsequent postings about the clerk or the court staff. Egeron, the judge, didn't immediately seem swayed. Donald Trump is still responsible for the large machine, the judge told him. Later, after a mid-morning break, Kai's addressed the removed post again. He said the post was only highlighted by the campaign to an email list of roughly 25,000 people who worked in media. Oh, sure, only went to 25,000. I mean, really? And the attorney went on to say ultimately a fraction of that number visited the post on the campaign website. Said, quote, between October 3rd, when the gag order, the partial gag order was imposed, and October 19th, there were a little over 114 million viewers to the campaign website. Only 3,700 viewed it. Only 3,700, he says. 3,700 people viewed this post going after the judge's staff. The judge said, quote, well, you and I are both becoming more tech savvy, the judge said. The judge imposed a $5,000 fine today, a few moments ago, on Trump. He said, quote, in the current overheated climate, incendiary untruths can, and in some cases already have, led to physical harm and worse, the judge wrote in order. A spokesperson for the campaign did not reply to a request for comment. I love this judge. It's about time that these judges start throwing the book at Donald Trump. They're not messing around. Let me read that quote again from this judge. Quote, in the current overheated climate, incendiary untruths can, and in some cases already have, led to physical harm and worse, unquote. You got to be tough with these guys. You have to be tough on Trump. And this is something Matt has said time and time again as an attorney. Because we're not joking around. This isn't policy disagreements. Democracy is on the line yet again in 2024. There's no indication that Donald Trump will not be the Republican nominee. He will be, pending some tragedy. And yes, the court system is working. I'm thankful for that. But as Matt has said, the best cure for Trumpism is the ballot box. A third party vote, a no labels party vote, is a vote for Donald Trump. So he must stay engaged. Even on a beautiful fall day, as the colors start changing, autumn starts going from northern Wisconsin to south, it creeps down on us, Kelvin. You know what else creeps? Fascism. Because as Matt likes to say, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. That's why these programs are so important. That's why Matt Flynn is so important. Coming to the end of another great show. Kelvin, always a great job on the board. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you. Thank you to all the great callers. Matt Flynn will be back on Monday in a new two-hour expanded time zone. Matt Flynn Direct, 2 until 4, coming up on Monday. You're not going to want to miss it. Have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. Stay tuned now. Crudy and Dom are next with another edition of Devil's Advocates. We will see you next week.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
There's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.